Well, the President Bush gave his last State of the Union address tonight, and I tentatively listened to the President's words. I thought overall it was a pretty good speech, but I wish the President would have done a little bit more on the economy. By that I mean, while we have a stimulus package, the President wants it passed right away. I mean, here I am Monday night, we're supposed to vote on tomorrow. None of us have ever seen the details of the stimulus package. Remember, the devil is always in the details. So I look forward to working with the President. I think this stimulus package may be a good first step, but there's so much more we should be addressing on the economy. I look forward to working with the administration and my colleagues in the House and Senate to put forth a better, more comprehensive economic stimulus package. As far as trade, I being from Michigan, and it's not just Michigan, it's the whole country, when we talk about these trade agreements, they sound great, but if no one's going to enforce them, we're going to have real difficulties. For instance, coated paper. Niagara paper in Wisconsin, but most of the workers are from Michigan, from Dickinson County, from the Iron Mountain, Kingsford area. They're shutting down. 319 people are going to lose their job because we know that China, Indonesia, and Korea are dumping coated paper illegally in this country. The ITC, the International Trade Commission, said they are dumping paper, but doesn't have enough significance to the U.S. economy. Tell that to the 319 people who've lost their job at Niagara Paper, that there's no significance to the illegal dumping. If we're going to have trade agreements, let's enforce it. So when the President calls for supporting trade agreements for Colombia and South Korea, I can tell the President right now I'm against them because his administration or the next administration will not enforce it. And last but not least, Iraq. Iraq is a difficult situation. I have, as you know, I did not vote for the war in Iraq. I think we continue to fool ourselves when we say, oh, look, the surge is working. But yet last year, 2007, was the highest single-year total of troops being killed since the war has started. How can a surge be working if nearly 1,000 troops were killed last year? And we have continued political and governmental indecisions in Iraq. They can't decide how to reconcile their country. They can't decide how to split the oil profits. They can't decide how to bring the Baathists into their government. So what do we do? Continue this open-ended commitment to Iraq? In fact, the Iraqi war minister or Department of Defense, whatever they call them, or their Secretary of Defense, said that U.S. troops will have to be actively engaged in war operations or military operations until 2012, and U.S. troops cannot leave until at least 2020, when Iraq may be able to defend itself. That's unacceptable. New president, hopefully will be coming in within a year, new ideas on Iraq, new ideas on economy, new ideas on trade. Overall, the President's speech wasn't bad, but I'm afraid that he missed the real specifics that the American people were looking for.